Today's share of Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Gimel Omid Aleph in the second volume, of course, of Mishneh Berurah. And we're continuing in the halachas of Duchening, Simen Kuf Chav Ches. And we're up to Siv Hey, the very top line. The Mechaber writes, Lo Yalu HaKohanim LaDuchen B'minolim. The Kohanim aren't allowed to go up in Duchen with shoes on. Aval B'bote Shokayim Shori. But they are allowed to wear shoes that go up to the knees, something like boots. We'll talk about this more in the Mishneh Berurah. This Mechaber says is permitted. The Ramah, however, says, V'yesh machmirim imheim shalor. However, the Ramah says, if these boots or shoes that go up to the knees are made out of leather, they're not permissible as well. But he says, V'no'agu l'hakeo b'ktsas mekoma. Some places were lenient even to allow this. What exactly are we talking about? Let's look in the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Tezvav writes, why does the Gemara tell us that you're not allowed to wear these shoes? Because, Shema yiposik lo ritzua u'gnayhu lo. Because we're concerned that the shoelaces will be broken, they'll rip in some way, and it'll be a terrible embarrassment for the person. Umitzlotzis than all of, and people will be laughing at him. He should send lumuteris that his shoes are untied, and he's going to not go up in duchen v'yikshirena ba'ot shechaver v'mevarchem. Everybody else is going to be up there duchening, and he's going to be tying his shoes or doing something like that, and therefore he's not going up to the duchen, and everybody's going to say about him, v'yomru sheben gru sheben chalutzu, they're going to cast aspersions on his lineage and say he's not a real kohen, his mother was a grusha or a chalutza, ulefika cholach v'yoshavlo, and that's why he's not going up to duchen. It's not because of the shoelaces, that's just as the excuse. And therefore, the rabbi said, this is in the Gemara, that we don't allow them to wear shoelaces or shoes with shoelaces. And therefore, even if the shoes don't have shoelaces on them, they're still osir, the low plug rabbanon. Because once the rabbis made this decree, they didn't differentiate between shoes with laces and shoes without laces. Then, what should the Kohanim do when they take off their shoes? The Kohanim put him underneath the bench. They put him out of sight because it's not proper. It's a gnai for the Beis HaKnesses to have shoes strewn all over the place. Even though they were taking them off for a mitzvah, it's still not proper, and therefore the Kohanim should hide their shoes, put them underneath something. When should they take off their shoes? Before they go and wash their hands, they should take off their shoes, because if we're concerned that they take off their shoes after they wash their hands, they may touch their shoes and then have to wash their hands again. However, but if the Kohanim are capable of taking their shoes off without touching their hands, so then they can go and wash their hands first, walk around with their shoes on until they actually have to go up to the duchen, and then they can slip off their shoes without touching them. That would be acceptable as well. The issue footnote number 22 brings down what happens if the shliach tzibur, if the chazin is a kohen, and he wants to go duchen with everybody else, and he didn't take off his shoes beforehand. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, L'chatchila lo yachlotz es minolav b'yem satfilah. So it's improper for the kohen who's davening for the yomer to go and take off his shoes in the middle of the chazaras hashatz, because mishum bizoyin atzibur, this is a terrible bizoyin for the tzibur, an embarrassment for the tzibur that he's doing this. And therefore, in this situation, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, he should leave on his shoes, v'yavarach kishu lovosh b'molav, and he can leave his shoes on when he duchens. What happens if a kohen is yored v'chored, a very God-fearing kohen? So we'll see in Sivkot and Chav Dalet, Shenachon sheyizor shelo logas b'mokom aluchloch mishas netilosu shachris. He should be very careful after he washes his hands by shachris time that he doesn't touch anything, and in this way he won't have to wash his hands again now. Kivet shenechlu kwa poskim imtzorch levarach al netila zu al netila zedayim, because there is a machlokis over here as to whether when the kohanim wash the hands they should make a bracha on it. The ein likonis lisofik brachos, and this kohen is a very yored v'chored, a very yirish dikas shemayim kohen who's concerned about not saying a bracha if he has to, but also concerned about making a bracha of atala. So if he wishes to, when he makes his netilas yadayim by shachar's time, he can be very, very careful not to touch anything and constantly be aware that his hands are clean, and this way he doesn't have to go up now and wash his hands again. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Tezayin writes, but these bote shokayim, these shoes that go up to the knees, are acceptable. What are these? Huminolim arukim, these are long shoes, high tops, hamegin ad arkuvos haregel, that reach up to the knee of the foot. Hainu samuch lashok, which is right near the thigh. Vishari, and it's permissible to wear these. Why? The lek kohocha tai mohanal, because we don't have the reason that we said above, that the shoelaces are going to untie and he's going to be embarrassed because everybody's laughing at him, because this isn't that same type of a shoe. However, viaf, the gam hocha, regilin lefam lasos ritzua samuch lakuva, even though sometimes here there are laces that people lace up all the way up to the knee, nevertheless, we call mokum lo chashin and shema yeshiv l'kashrum. We're not concerned that he's going to go sit down and tie them. Da'afilu amhei mutarim, because even if these are untied, les bo ginai kulihai. It's not embarrassing for the person, apparently, if these high top, going up to the knee types of shoes, their laces are a little bit untied, that's not considered an embarrassment. Sivkot nyudzayin. Imhem shalor, however, the Ramah said, if they're made out of leather, the minog is to be machmir. Time on why the bechlal sandal milhem, because it's too much like a regular sandal or a shoe. The low polig rabbanim bein yesh ritzus or bein ein ritzus, and just like the rabbis didn't make any distinction between whether they have sandals or shoes that have laces or not, so to over here these look like sandals and shoes, and therefore low plug that's included in the rabbis didn't make any such distinction. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, and we call makom bevate shokayim, these knee high shoes in michnasayim. If there's somehow a combined, somewhat like the type of a garment that a person puts on, that his feet go into it and it goes all the way up to his armpits, then mutul kuliyama, then that is certainly not a problem for the kohen to go in duchen, even though he's wearing this type of shoe garment, because in this situation, this isn't included at all in the gzera that the rabbi said. And likewise, if it's a cloth type of a shoe going up to the knee, or even though there is some leather attached to it around it, that would also be permissible according to this opinion. The Ramah said, but some places were lenient with these types of shoes that go up to the knees. But nowadays, our types of knee boots, that shekorim shtivel, which are in the bottom, the targum is magofayim, which are boots. Shiragilim leilech ben b'shuk batit. The people go out with boots bedavke into the muddy streets. Ein lahakom mishum kovet atzibur. We don't allow the coin to go up to them because that's not covered for the tzibur. Well, if he times then, according to this reasoning, gam b'malon shelgemi shelanu. Likewise, in our types of shoes that are made out of some sort of a rubber, shekorim kalosin, which the targum on the bottom says are ardolayim, which are like galoshes or rubbers. It's inappropriate for a person to go and wear these when he's duchening for the same reason that we just brought down now. It's not covered at Tzibur. The issue footnote number 23 brings down that in slippers, things that we wear in the house that people don't go outside in, is the opinion of the Shelos Tshuvas Ponim Iros, and also the Ben Ishchai, She'ein Olim Behen L'duchen, you can't wear them when you duchen. However, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal disagrees, and he says if you have slippers that don't have shoelaces on them, while you technically could go up and wear them, he also says one should be machmir not to go up with slippers like this, because people that are ignorant or won't really know won't be able to distinguish between these shoes and other shoes, and it could lead to a problem. Back now to the Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Sivkot Yudches, Kosu Achronim, Dei Nochon Lalos Uduchen Yochef Mamish. Certainly, it's improper for a person to go up barefoot. He takes off his shoes, but he should be wearing socks. Because if you're going barefoot, shu derech ginai, that's also a not appropriate way for a person to be presenting himself. Shein regilim bizman hazel lelech yochel v'negdolim. You wouldn't go and appear in front of important people barefoot. Allah has kama v'kama. You shouldn't appear before HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way. What should you do? Eliyesh lelech bipuz mekaos shel beged. You should put on some sort of socks. V'chein haminag. And this is, in fact, the minag. The issue footnote number 24 brings down, however, if the kohen doesn't have socks on for whatever the reason, so Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, and Igros Moshe writes, we don't prevent it from going up and duchening. Furthermore, if you're wearing some sort of pants that go all the way down to cover up the feet, it certainly would be permissible to go up like that, even though you're technically barefoot because your pants are covering up your feet. And likewise, in very warm climates where people do walk around barefoot, he says one could go up and duchen in that fashion, i.e. barefoot. The issue footnote number 25 brings down that if people are wearing strange colored socks, that's not a problem as well, according to the Igros Moshe. But Moshe Feinstein Zatzal writes that he can go up in duchen. We're not concerned that it's going to distract people and cause a hesach hadas amongst the duchenners. Sivvav, the Mechaber writes, Afal pishinot lo ha-kohanim idem shacharis, even though the kohanim have already washed their hands before shacharis at the start of davening like you're supposed to, as we've learned previously, chozu v'not lin yidem ad ha-perek, they go and rewash the hands now before duchening. They wash them up to the perek, which is the wrist, where the hand and the arm are connected, i.e. the wrist. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nutes writes, Ikar Netila asmachu rabbanan akroi. The essential requirement over here for the kohanim to wash is based upon an asmachta from the psukim, an allusion to the psukim. Shenemar, it says, suyidechem kodesh uvarchas Hashem, suyidechem, raise your hands in holiness and bless HaKodesh Baruch Hu. What does this mean? Kolomar, kishetisu yidechem, when you go and raise your hands for duchening, kachu osam betchila, first sanctify them, which means v'hainu netila, and go do netila sedayim on them. And then, v'yachakach baruch hu es birchas Hashem, v'birchas kohanim. And then you can go and bless, and that is the birchas kohanim. V'anetila tzrich liyos b'mayim davka, and this hand washing must be with water. Not like, v'lo mo'el kan, midei de menake, kemo b'tvila b'simen samid beis. Not like what we learned in Simen Samid Beis. If you don't have water, and your hands are dirty, then you can wipe them on something, rub them on something, but here you, b'davka, must use water. Upasik HaMechaber, the Mechaber also holds the Afa Pi Shinotal Yodav Shachris. The Mechaber says, even though you did wash your hands by Shachris, the meaning is, Yachsev Yikadish Osom Kodim Hanisiyas Kapayim. One should rewash them again before he duchens. This is based upon the Pasuk, Dikra, Tekev, Likdusha, Baracha. Immediately preceding the Kedusha is the Baracha. In other words, immediately after you wash your hands, that's when you should start the Birchas Kohanim. The issue footnote number 27 brings down Linyan Tila Sedayim Labirchas Kohanim Betulas Musaf. What happens when Kohanim are now going to Duchen again by Musaf in a place where they also Duchen by Shachris, for example, in Eretz Yisrael? So Kosav Makar Chaim. So the Makar Chaim writes Shim Lo Yotza Kohen Michutz Lebeis HaKnesses Bein Taim. If the Kohen did not leave the Shulim between Shachris and Musaf and is certain that his hands are clean, then he doesn't have to wash his hands again. However, Haminoku Lito, but the minog is that he should go wash his hands again. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Masul Chozu V'Not Limideim writes, the Magen Avraham says, also lishos k'dei hiluch chof bezam bin netilu lebracha. One should not delay between the washing of the hands and the saying of the bracha, the amount of time that it takes a person to walk 22 amma. Again, somewhere in the neighborhood of about 33 to 44 feet. Ulekach, therefore, tzorech lito somech l'ritzei. Therefore, we wash our hands right immediately before ritzei, because if you wash them by Shachris time, that is too much of a separation between the washing of the hands by Shachris and the duchening. V'achazen lo yarech b'ritzei. And therefore, the chazen should not stretch out and drag out ritzei, because otherwise the people are going to have a long wait between the time they wash the hands and actually going up to duchen. Chavetz Chaim then brings down the El Yerab, who writes that we rely upon the poskim, the Ein Tzorech Klal Nechilas Yadayim Kishonoti of the Shachris, that therefore there are those that say, if you wash your hands by Shachris time and you're certain that they didn't become touching someplace that would make them need another Nechilas Yadayim, you don't have to wash your hands again. However, L'chatchil Tov Lizorab is there B'mad De'efshar. You should go and wash your hands again if that's at all possible. L'chain Tov Lizor L'chatchil L'shalol Asuch B'Nechila L'Brocha. And therefore, you should also be careful not to have any interruptions between the Netilas Yadayim and the Bracha of Duchani. The issue footnote number 36 brings down that the Prima Godim adds over here, Shekoin Shirotza Lahak Bin Alkach, if the Kohen wants to be careful about this, and therefore he wants to go and duch in his hands, wash his hands again up there on the platform, he brings up a cup of water and he wants to wash his hands right before he duchens, that's Yuhara, that's overly arrogant. He then brings down from the Eshel of Rami Bachach, who says that ain't a kavon over here that you're not allowed to have any separation between the washing of your hands and the duchening of 22 amma walk. He says that can't be a literal distance because the time it takes you to say Ritzei and Modim is more than the time it takes to walk 22 ammas. But he says that you shouldn't have a separation of more than 22 amma time, the amount of time it takes a person to walk the 22 ammas from the time you wash the hands to the time that you begin to go up to Ritzei. That is already possible. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof writes, Chozu v'notlin, v'min lo mayim, what happens if there is no water? Then the Achronim write, Kosu v'achronim, denucha lismo chashita sarambam, then you can rely by the Evid upon the Rambam, if there's no sink, there's no water over there, the sirule de yotze, benetilus yudayim shenotal b'shachros. If your hands are clean still from Shachros, you can rely upon that. This is though, kol shalo siach daito v'yodeh shalo noga b'makam entunav. This is as you know that you know for certain for yourself that there was no interruption between the washing of the hands by Shachris and concentrating on the cleanliness of your hands, and you know for certain that you didn't touch a place that was metunav that would make them dirty that would require nuntilas yadayim. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof Aleph writes, until the wrist, you have to wash your hands till the wrist, and this is based upon Kekoin HaMekadesh Yodav Le'avodah, just like the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash have to go wash the hands up to the wrist for the Avodah, so to over here, we wash it. This is from the Rambam. And in Dir Shufut number 28, he brings down that the same din applies on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, where you're normally not allowed to wash your hands, and we only wash up until the knuckles, so the Kohanim were allowed to wash up until the wrist. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, Right over here, since this is based upon how the Kohanim washed, so you also have to wash over here specifically using a vessel. You can't just stick your hands in water or under the sink, and it has to have koach gavra, that the utensil was filled up with your hand, your work, as opposed to it was filled up by itself. Likewise, that the water has to be unchanged from the way the water was originally. And these are halachas that we'll learn in Simonim Kuf Nun Tes to Kuf Samach Aleph Yirtzeh Hashem in a few weeks or months. The year al kopanim revius mayim, and likewise a person should use over here a revius's worth of water, as opposed to in other situations you can get away with less. Back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, Levi. What about the Levi? He's the one who washes the hands of the Kohen. Yotzik mayim ayidem. They should go and pour the hands, the water, onto the hands of the Kohanim. And before they do this, they should wash their own hands first. However, the Ramah says, the minhag is that the Levim do not wash their hands first. However, they rely upon the hand washing that they did before they daven shachros. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkon Chav Beis writes, Ukishain Levi, what happens if there's no Levi there to wash the Kohen's hands? So Yotzeik Bechor Peterechem. Then the halacha is that a Bechor, who's the firstborn from his mother, firstborn out of her womb, he goes and is the one who washes the Kohen's hands. Yishu footnote number 33 explains that this is specifically a child who's a Bechor to the mother, the firstborn from the mother, and not from the firstborn of the father. The Magen Avraham says, because we see Kedusha in regards to this Pidyon HaBen, from the mother, as opposed to there is no din of the Bechor min Av in terms of Kedusha Bizman Hazeh. The issue footnote number 32 brings down that if the Levim have to go out earlier and go wash their hands, they may miss some of the Chazaras HaShatz, but they shouldn't be concerned about this. Rav Ozner, the Shevet HaLevi Zatzal, writes that Kivin Shem Anusim Ba'onis Mitzvah, since they're unable to hear the Bracha because of an onus, and the onus is doing a mitzvah, it's not a problem. He also suggests that one Levi should wash one Kohen's hands, and not like some people do, that multiple Levim go and wash one Kohen's hand. He says that's somewhat problematic. Continuing the Mishnah Berurah, who says that the Bechor should go if there's no Levi, the reason is, Duhu gam ken kadosh ketzas, because the Bechor, as we just pointed out, has some Kedusha as well. V'imein gam Bechor, if there is no Bechor over there, tov shiata la koin bi'atzmo, it's preferable that the Kohen wash his own hands, rather than mishiatzik yisrael ayodo, rather than have a plain Yisrael go and wash his hands. And now, the Mishnah Berurah goes back, and that which we said that the Levi does this, V'yavsha Levi Tamal Chochem, this is true that the Levi should go and wash the Kohen's hands, even if the Levi is a Tamal Chochem, and the Kohen is an Am Oritz. Nevertheless, Yesh L'Hachmer, we do have the Levi go and wash the Kohen's hands. The issue footnote number 35 brings down that the Shulchan Aruch Harav says this is not a Bizoyon over here, because it's not also for Tamal Chochem to go and partake in a mitzvah. Adrabe, that's his kavod, so even if it looks like it's disparaging to him, it's not. And this similar idea is brought down in the Bir Halacha in Siman Reish Nun. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'kol shekein, im yesh kohen echa tamu chacham, if there's a kohen who's a tamu chacham, then certainly it's not a problem for the lady who's a tamu chacham to go and wash his hands, and therefore, matzilus kulam, he goes and is helping to allow the lady to go wash all the other people's hands, v'mukhuyiv litzok ap al ami aret, since he's already washing one kohen's hands, he can wash all the others. And this is the opinion of the Elyar Rabba. However, the Mogin Giborim says that this is also correct, the chayniker, ayin shom taimo, but gives a different reason. Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Chav Kimmel writes that the minhag is not to go and have the Levim wash their hands. The Misiuch HaLevim Daitam, but if the Levi has lost his concentration from the time he washed his hands, and now it is by duchening, Tov Shiit L'Yidem Mikod, and then they do have to wash their hands again. Mikoshikein Hechad Denoga Begufin, and certainly if they touch themselves in a place that requires washing the hands, they certainly have to. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, some have the custom that they pour in some sweet-smelling besamim into the water. And Amogin Avraham writes, and also the Taz, that this is not allowed, because this is the Isser of Molad Reichel. You're going and adding on the smell over here, that's not allowed. However, the El Yeraba and the Chacham Tzvi say that it is permissible, Daitim Lahokel, to Lo Shayach Molad Reichel Bezeh. They don't consider this a problem of Molad Reichel. Kivan Shashem and Atzmo Rubimayim, because there is water and the besamim mixed in together. Ubinisun in the Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, and if you did this before Shabbos or before Yontif, Bevada Yesh Lismoch Halay Lohokel, then you can certainly rely upon these lenient opinions, Aftel Molad Reicha Bidea Kohanim, even though this will now be Molad Reach onto the hands of the Kohanim, as the Shari Tshuva writes, this is not a problem. Kedusha footnote number 38 explains that the Elia Rabbah says because the smell really doesn't go in bimisariv in the yadayim, it just attaches itself to them, but it's not really going into the hands. Kedusha footnote number 38 talks more about this, Ayin Sham. That concludes today's shiur.